So you're awfully young here. Then in Pearl Harbor happens, 1941, you were just 10 years old. Do you remember anything about hearing about that?
No. I don't remember that much from the war. I remember people being drafted from the village that we knew. First they all went to war, and then every few months somebody is just like now, a man being killed over in the Mideast, you know. The news came, so-and-so was killed, you know, and we had services for them. This is about all I remember till later on, the last year of the war. I remember that more distinctly, which was in 45.
Right, and then you would have been 14, 15 years old, so it's understandable your memory would have been better then. Here in the United States, it was rationing and all. Did that happen in Germany?
Oh, definitely. There was a lot of rationing because the men, you know, the soldiers, they needed to be fed, so you had to produce food. Being on a farm, you know, you could have so many things of, like, the hogs, chicken, or mostly meat, you know. You had to tell how many you have of each, and they would tell you how many you can keep and butcher for yourself, and how many you have to sell.
So what other animals would you have had?
Well, we had mostly hogs, and we had cattle. From the cattle, we had milk, but then you had to give the milk too, you know. But we were a large family, so I should say we always had enough to eat. Maybe it wasn't always what children would like. There was no candy, for instance, during the war. Maybe at Christmas everybody got the rations for a little candy or something like that. Maybe just once a year. The same thing it was with fruit, especially oranges. We don't have oranges. We're too far north. You had to get them from the south. There were no citrus fruit available.
In school, did they talk about the war and the world and all that as you got older? Do you remember any of that?
We went to a school, our village school, and we had one teacher. He would actually teach all 7 grades. We were all in the same big room. And we studied with the little ones, 6-year-old, all the way up to 14 or 15. He managed them, you know. He insisted on absolute silence. He started with the older ones, he gave an assignment, and then he started working with the little ones, because then the older ones, they finished with their lessons. We would certainly know that there was war, you know, that there was shortages, would be maybe announced, they went into France or Holland and all this, especially Russia. I think we knew more about Russia, because here the Nazis were kind of clever. They tell the reasoning, you know, for instance, to go into Russia because Ukraine was mostly German people who about 450 years earlier had migrated into Russia. And so he was just delivering Germans from wherever they were at the time, you know. This is a kind of a thing that you heard from out of Hitler or out of Nazis.